Richard, you can start whenever you'd like.
Okay, so we'll call a meeting to order. This is a regular commission meeting, court commission meeting for Tuesday, March 16th, 2021. So we'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Hey, Danielle, if you'll get a 10-minute roll call, please.
Sharon?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Richard?
Here. All right, are there any modifications, additions, or changes to the agenda?
No.
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 Okay, hearing none. Does anybody have a declaration of potential conflicts of interest?
No.
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 And I do not. So I entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I second it.
Okay, so we have a motion by Ken and a second by Joe to approve the agenda as presented. Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Approval of meeting minutes. Anybody have any comments on the minutes?
No.
Do you have corrections? Okay. So I entertain a motion on the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the meetings of A, February 4th, 2021, B, Wednesday, February 10th, 2021, C, February 16th, 2021, and D, February 26th, 2021.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Joe and Sharon by second to approve the minutes passage. Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Public comments. I see none in front of me. Do we have any public comments that you're aware of, Danielle?
Not that I have received.
Okay. All right, so let's move into the management report, starting with financial.
All right, the financial report for February, the balance sheet, end of the month unrestricted cash and equivalents totaled $419,641. Restricted cash and equivalents totaled $942,516, with total assets cash at $1,389,246. The profit and loss, total revenues from all funds were $398,855. Total expenses were $184,644. The net income was $214,211. We didn't have any unusual spending in the month. Only unusual revenues was the reimbursement from Business Oregon for the fuel dock project for $126,000. The transfers out of general fund was $57,778. Those went to capital projects, the debt fund, and the reserve fund. And I always like to remind everybody that we have to put $47,000 every month away for our debts. Great. Any questions?
Any questions, Gary, on the financials?
No.
Okay. Thank you, report.
Staff was trained on our stormwater pollution control plan, along with the emergency procedures, if staff encounters a spill, and then they were given our best management practices. We did have an employee incident or accident. He was entering the boat and accidentally hit his shin. Luckily, there was no medical attention needed. We had some issues at the RV park. There was a lady screaming. Security had to come down and remove her. There was some issues doing that. So the security called the sheriff to help with that. A few days later, the same lady was found at the kite field trying to set up camp, so she was removed again. We had some electrical issues at the RV park, but those were all resolved. We had a vessel start to take on water, the port staff pumped that out. And then maintenance has come across a few hypodermic needles that were properly picked up and disposed of in our hazardous waste container. That's all I have.
I just have a question on the February 8th, the RV guest that's involved in getting into confrontation with everybody. Has he been removed from our list of people that are acceptable to, do we have a list that's basically a blackball list of people that are not tolerable in our park?
Yeah, we keep a note and flag them.
They have a reservation again.
Yeah, well, they can. Our staff has to, identify them and then cancel the reservation.
I can't see why we would want them back.
That's true. We have a few individuals that cause problems that we've terminated their return.
Okay. Any other questions? Move to the Harbor Master Report.
Travis, are you there?
Unmute the phone.
Okay, let's move.
Oh, he hung up.
Yeah, I accidentally hung up.
Let's move to the Port Manager Report, and then Travis comes back. We'll circle back to him.
No, I won't worry about it. If he comes back, he comes back. The Port Manager Report, the COVID-19 risk level had gone back up one notch. We were looking at extreme level, but the governor put a hold on the on our area. So right now we're at the medium level, I think it is.
We're at high now.
Okay, we're at the high level, and that fluctuates during the month, depending on the cases. But our port office did remain open to the public. Security wise. We have 14 contact violations through the month of February. I put an extra note in here about the commercial receiving docks, about the landings at the port. This year's average for crab, as you can see, is horrible. There's one year that we had in 2015 that was actually worse, and throughout that 2015 year, there was only 155,000 pounds that were landed that year. So it's definitely a bad year for crabbing. So I found it kind of interesting. We put a spreadsheet in there so you can see actually all the landings that occurred throughout the year and all the fish that come across the port here. The port office, part of my management report, the traffic counter at the RV park is still going strong. We're still going at 1,200 cars per day. So it's eye-opening to see how many cars go through that RV park. The Rigetti property was sold, and all the property line adjustments was paid by the port. And we split 50-50 with Rigetti, and he has paid. So everything is done and over with that property.
I figured it out.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, I figured it out. I was talking, and I hung up, and yeah, I'm back. Did you guys go through my report?
No, we're going to circle back to you. Let me finish my report, and then we'll circle back to you.
No problem. Okay.
The poor daddy, right now they were paid $9,500. I think we mentioned that in the last meeting. But the liability insurance is reviewing the case, and they, we haven't got a word back from the liability coverage people yet, so that's still under review by the insurance company. Fuel dock project, I put an update on the fuel dock project. Paving is completed. All the wood piles that were removed got hauled away. The, all the new piles are driven, including the ice house repair piling. That's the Warrior II damaged. The ice house and Hallmark fender piles have been installed. The, just a reminder, but the concrete access pad was eliminated from the project, but we installed a new ramp instead. So the ramps are all installed. The fuel dock is now open. So we have been selling fuel again. The only thing left is that they're doing now, all the piling hoops are installed. They're just connecting the H pile to the beams now. That's what they're doing. I think that's the last thing that they're going to be doing. The refurbishing of the transient docks are done. So they're just about done with the project. We did meet with South Coast Lumber. They're still interested in barging lumber here, but there is hurdles of the barge coming in and unloading and then them storing the lumber. So they would like to do it as soon as possible, but it's probably going to be further down the road when you get all the issues tackled. Let's see, what else? I did put in a report that I contacted all the vendors for the events here. Today we did receive two events, one for the Pirate Festival and also for the Saturday Market. So I'm reviewing it. We're making a checklist for all the things that they need to comply with. So I'll be sitting down with the organizer to go over all those things. What else? The DEQ, 1200Z, we're still doing the monthly reports. We did mention in the last workshop meeting that we had second tests done, and we're still failing the benchmarks. And then the FEMA project, Jack is somewhat delayed. He's having issues with his CAD drawing person. He hopes to have the drawings by the end of the month. Questions?
Thank you. Gary, just out of my curiosity, who's the organizer? Who do you work with as far as organizing events here?
Whoever turns in the application.
Oh. Okay, so are you talking about individual vendors that just apply, or is there
no, it's actually
management? Someone purchases the application, fills it out, and then they're in charge of the whole commodity management, the whole thing.
Yep.
Okay. And you mentioned that the wood piling, that the old ones that you replaced, and you hauled away, does the port still have those?
No. For the contract, they were hauled away.
Okay.
So they disposed of them somehow?
Yes, they were disposed of. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for Gary?
No.
All right. Travis, you're up.
All right. Hi. Sorry about the phone call. All right, so the RV park, we did 14 work orders. We started the procurement process for the roof replacement, the plumbing and the electrical. We found contractors for all of them. So we've already had guys in there starting to work. So we're still expecting by the end of this month, hopefully we'll have the roofer there and start working on the roof. The occupancy went up by 7%. The staff spent quite a bit of time picking up wood debris, packing out wood debris, tightening cleats, checking mooring lines, and tightening dock bolts. They spent quite a bit of time down on the dock, and then towards the end of the month, helping button up the fuel dock to get that back open. The launch ramp had 32 less launches. The commercial receiving dock, that Gary kind of went over the damaged pilings at the ice house. The pilings have been replaced, and the bumper in the catwalk should be fixed probably here by the end of late March. They're waiting to finish our project before they move on to that. In the commercial retail buildings, the Pacific Ocean Harvesters put up their new fence for their leased area. The Hungry Clam had a leaking water pipe in their wall in their kitchen area. Port staff was able to cut that out and get them back up and going. They also had a heater breaker go out and some door issues. So Hungry Clam got some of our attention. And Whale's Tail Heater, it was also stuck on. So we had to make quick work of making sure that their unit was able to get cooled off because of the ice cream and chocolate in there. And port staff completed 85 work orders throughout the entire port. It was a pretty good month. We got quite a bit done during the storms. They spent a lot of time down on the docks. So is there any questions?
No.
Good report.
I don't see any, Travis. Thank you.
Thank you.
The management reports. Sure, make a motion on them.
I'll make a motion to approve the management reports for February 2021 as discussed.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the management reports. By Joe, second by Ken. Danielle?
Sharon? Yes. Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay, with this action item, the Hallmark lease renewal.
Right. Yeah, Hallmark wants to renew their lease for another 5 years, and this amendment will do that.
Okay. I know that here the Hallmark understanding and currently a tenant. So.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions or comments about Hallmark? But
no.
No.
Okay. Entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve the Hallmark Fisheries Lease Amendment Number 1, lease extension for 5 years, commencing April 1, 2021 to March 31st, 2026.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Joe and a second by Sharon to approve the Hallmark lease renewal. Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Action item B, which is the audit engagement letter.
Yes, this is our CPA to do our annual audit that goes to the state. This audit needs to be done by December 31st of every year. And so far, we've been on time the last several years. So we like to get here secured early, and so we continue doing our audit on time.
Okay. Questions or comments about the CPA?
No.
No.
All right. Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the CJ Huntsman audit engagement letter for the fiscal year 2020 and 2021 service.
I'll second that.
Okay. We have a motion by Sharon, a second by Ken to approve the engagement letter. Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. That moves us to appointing the budget committee. Jerry?
Yeah, every year the budget committee needs to be appointed by the board. This year we have two vacants on the electors and one vacant on the governing body. That leaves us with seven on a budget committee, and six is a quorum, so we got to make sure everybody attends the budget committee.
So the quorum consists of the number of positions and not the number of currently filled positions. I mean, it's based on the number of positions total.
Total, right, yep.
Okay, any questions on the budget committee?
No.
No.
All right, entertain a motion on that.
I'll make a motion to appoint the budget committee as presented for the fiscal year 2021-22 budget.
I second it.
Okay, so we have a motion by Ken and a second by Joe to approve the budget committee. Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yeah. Substitute and Harbor Corner Market Security Gate.
Yeah, our tenants approached the port and they would like to put a security gate in the ports area. Help cut down on unwanted people in that area. They're willing to pay for all the costs and they will double check with port staff, make sure we approve with the gate and material going in.
Okay, and this is for cause, this is because they've got people in there?
Yeah, yep.
It'll probably be safer for them in the evening time too.
Sure. Okay, any further discussion on the security gate?
No.
No. All right, entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve installing a security gate at the port entrance behind. I can't how you pronounce that. Pithu and Corner Market lease premises with the approval of port staff on the type of materials and construction at no cost to the port.
Second.
By Joe and a second by Sharon to approve the security gate. Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Whale's Tail Candy and Gift Lessor's Consent Agreement.
Yeah, Whale's Tail is the current tenant is purchasing Whale's Tail. And their loan was postponed by the COVID restrictions. And they're finally getting around to getting the paperwork done. And the loan company wants to have first rights to the business assets within the business in case they default. And Martha explained to us this is a normal practice. And she didn't have a problem with the agreement.
Questions?
So it in no way affects the port. It's
correct.
Like their personal property.
Yes.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the leaser's consent agreement with CCD Business Development Corporation for Whale's Tail Candy and Gifts.
I second it.
Okay, so we have a motion by Ken and a second by Joe to approve the lessor's consent agreement for Whale's Tail. Sharon?
Sorry.
Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yeah. Getting ahead of the curve there. Okay, Crow Clay Associates contract amendment number four.
Yeah, this amendment will get us on track with a change of scope of work, restoring our restroom, and then upgrading all electrical in the front row, putting in the new sites along the front row, and realigning sites 78 through 103 for better access.
Okay. Any questions or comments on this one?
No.
So we shouldn't have to do anything more after this, right? Hopefully?
Hopefully, yes. Cross your fingers.
Really hope.
Okay. Okay. All right, entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve the draft Crow, Clay, and Associates contract amendment number four.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Joe and a second by Sharon on the Crow Clay Associates contract amendment. Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Port rates for 2021.
All right, port rates, we researched all of the ports. We put a spreadsheet together to see where our rates are at. So you have a good feeling what we're at with our ports versus other ports. We do have a resolution 444 that we can add 2% for dredging, and also on top of that, a standard 5% increase each year. I'm recommending it was just do the CPI COLA increase, which is 1.7 due to the COVID and also the bad fishing season.
So to be clear, we're not going to go with 5%, we're going to go with 1.7%.
Correct. That's what I'm proposing.
Okay.
And it's not across the board?
No.
Because I know there's a lot of areas that there is no increases at all.
Right.
Very nice. Okay.
Any comments? Questions? Mr. Brady?
Thank you. Question, why is the RV park for the last 2 years not seeing an increase when everybody else has? Just out of curiosity.
Basically because our amenities have been less. We don't have a restroom, don't have showers. We're waiting to get our construction done. And our new restroom, well, refurbished now restroom. We want to get our construction done before we look at raising the rates.
We had a discussion in one of our workshops when we were talking about that, that it doesn't make sense right now to jack the price up. But once we get the thing, the RV park completed, then we're going to look at adjusting rates to take advantage of the newer, better facility we have.
Plus, it didn't help this year with the COVID. We had to shut down for a month. And then on top of that, we were at a reduced capacity for a while that we were allowed to have. So all those things do add up. But overall, I think the RV park has done quite well.
So I have a question about, you know, raising everybody's rent, cost of living, and so forth. And does Hallmark get a cost? They're signing a 5-year lease. Are they getting a rent raise? Or, I mean, a lease? Or are they paying the same thing for 5 years that they've been paying?
All of our leases have a CPI increase. So every tenant has at least a CPI increase every single year. So this actually increases, matches, if anybody coming in new, matches our current rates. So.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for those.
I like the spreadsheet. It's informative. We're not up there in the top tier. That's the darker. Okay. Any further discussion on the port rate?
No. I just want to thank Gary for considering the situation that people have been put through this year.
I was going to make a motion. Do you want me to pick up 1.7% in that motion? Or just don't have to?
I don't believe so, because it's you're approving our rate sheets. That some don't, some rates are not changing, others are.
I make a motion to approve the draft port lease rents or rates 2021-2022. Beginning July 1, 2021.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Joe, second by Ken, to approve the port rates for 2021. And
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Thank you for putting together the spreadsheet on all that.
Yeah. I would like to take the opportunity maybe later in the year to maybe at a workshop and go back and talk about them in a little more detail about where we are and where we fit in with Yeah, we're just. But I'm not expecting that during summer, let's be, in the fall or winter sometime, it's got a little left.
Okay.
Okay, action item eight, the Harbor Sanitary District agreement.
All right, Harbor Sanitary has requested a new easement through the RV park. The old easement is 40-plus years old. This brings us up to standard times with, standard operations of, you know, work. And, our legal counsel's reviewed it, does not have a problem with the language.
Hi, Gary, this is Martha. I just joined the meeting a couple minutes ago, so if you have any questions about this, I'm here to answer.
So, Martha, the way I read this, it sounds like the Harbor Sanitation District is held harmless from any damages unless it's their fault, basically.
Yeah, so the intent is that they have easements and the port has built certain structures on those easements, such as cement pads. And their concern is that in the case that they have to do work on their lines and they have to remove, you know, disturb those pads or other type infrastructure that the port has put in the easement, that that's not going to be their financial responsibility. That they're, you know, they didn't approve of putting certain things within that easement area. So it's a clarification on responsibilities. We did have them add that in the event damage is caused by the district's negligence, majority of their negligence, not the port's negligence, then they would be responsible to repair it. So if there's cement pads that are in the way and they have to remove them, the port is going to have to pay to replace those pads. But if they're doing some other kind of work and they negligently disturb or break something of the ports that wasn't required in order for them to do their work, then the district would be responsible for repairing that.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Any questions or discussion about the Harbor Sanitary District agreement? Okay. Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve Harbor Sanitary District and Fort of Brookings Harbor waiver of liability, hold harmless, and release agreement, and allow port manager to sign the agreement or revised agreement, which may add Coast Guard easement documentation.
Which I may add, they added that in already. So your copy that you have has the Coast Guard documents in there.
I second it.
Okay, so we have a motion by Ken and a second by Joe to approve the sanitary district agreement.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Okay, now this will go back to Harper Sanitary?
Yes, sir.
And
yeah.
Then it'll go to the county and then we can proceed, right?
Yes.
Great. Good job.
Well, we have our permit turned in, plumbing permit turned in, and they're reviewing that now. But yeah, this easement will be turned in.
Okay. All right, that brings us to informational items, the salmon season review. Who's going to do that? Well, I will try and speak up. It's not my usual mumble. So these are the alternatives that have been developed by the Pacific Fisheries Management Council that are going out for public review. This is an annual process. And the way salmon seasons work is in March, the council identifies three alternatives that goes out for public hearing and scoping over the month. And then these three are narrowed down to a final alternative, which is approved in April, at the April council. So we'll start with Troll for the Oregon portion of the KMZ. And alternative one, the dates are March 20th to April 30th, May 6th to 10th, 13 to 17, 20 to 24, 27 to 31. Then June 1st through the 30th, or the attainment of a 600 Chinook quota. Then July 31st, or the attainment of a 300 Chinook quota, minimum size of 28 inches. From July 1st through July 31st, there is a 40 fish trip limit per week, the week being Thursday through Wednesday. If there are fish left over in this quota, they're rolled over in an impact neutral basis into July. So that means if you caught 400 fish and there were 200 left, they would figure out whatever the math is to make that impact neutral and roll it forward. So you, if you have 200, you might roll over 185 or 187, like that, making the quota then 400, whatever, 87.
Just for clarification, I thought, Richard, that that 40 week started in June, not July. You've got July up there, and that's what you said, just for the month of July. But
well, that's what I wrote down.
Okay, okay. I just,
double check.
I will.
Because I guarantee you, at this point, I'm so ringing now, I'm not sure exactly what happened, but I'm pretty sure that I'm almost fine.
That's
what it
says. Okay, so
alternative.
Yes.
Okay,
that's commercial.
Yeah. Alternative to March 20th, April 30th, May 6th through 10th, 13th through 17th, 20 to 24, 27 to 31. And an alternative three, March 20th, April 30th, May 1st to 31st, June 1st to the 30th, or 300 fish, July 1st to July 31st, or 200 fish. Anything that's left in this doesn't roll over, it's just gone. They only roll for another succeeding quarter.
Right, and but those, on that alternate three, it's only 20 a week as well.
I think so.
Yeah, that's what I read on that. I know that.
So, just by contrast, the California KMZ Troll is closed in all three alternatives. They are not fishing in California at all, north of Horse Mountain. Central Oregon, the area just north of us, is May 6 through 10, 13 to 17, 20 to 24, 27 to 31, June 10 to 14, 24 through 28, July 1 through 3, 6 through 8, 11 through 13, 16 to 18, 21, 23, August 1st and 3rd, 7th and 8th, and then September 1st, October 31st. So that's just more. So the reason I put that on there is that is the opportunity for folks who are done here can always go north. I would point out that anything after September 1st is not included in all the modeling that we do. Those are credit card fish. So anything that's caught in September forward rolls into next year. So next year, that comes right off the top.
Did the meeting, and I hate to keep asking questions, but did they discuss how many credit card fish were from 2020?
No, there were almost none.
Okay.
There were very few. Fortunately, this year we would eat them.
Right.
Okay, so that's Troll. I will say one thing that when we get to the recreational, I don't have it down here, but for the first time in my experience in 16 or 17 years, however long I've been doing this, the Northern Oregon and Central Oregon recreational season has been May 15th to October 31st for Chinook without a chance. So this year, meaning Mike Sorensen and I, who's the charter boat rep, that we were going to make an alternative that adjusted the season in alternative two to run August 1st to the 15th and then close it for 15 days. And in alternative three, we closed it for the full month of August with the intent of rolling those impacts over into the commercial troll season to see if the troll guys could pull out a few more days. And turned out to be a buzzsaw. I've gotten more phone calls than you can imagine. But
the idea was that, you know, we're into almost no fish, and we wanted to see what that would look like, see what the public response of that would be, and kind of suggest that maybe that sector ought to share the pain a little bit when we get down to this. We've also, I didn't put it in here because it doesn't apply to us, but there is also some coho fishing allowed in the commercial fleet north of us. Not a lot, but there's some in there. So, and that's based on what I'll tell you next about coho. Very more questions about trolls. I mean, I look at that, and as far as I'm concerned, that's what I call blue sky season. There's nothing out there, and you're not going to catch it, probably, but they're there. But that's pretty slim pickup. So, roll into recreational for the Oregon portion of the KMZ. Alternative one for Chinook is June 19th to August 15th, and for coho is June 12th to August 28th. For Chinook and alternative two is May 29th to July 13th, and coho would be June 19th to August 28th. In alternative three, for Chinook, it's July 1st to August 19th, and coho is closed. Now, let me explain those. This is the season that's going to generally occur south of Cape Falcon, we think. And the reason that that's so big is because of this. So in the forecasting for this year, the Oregon Production Index, which is the Columbia River Hatchery Coho and Coastal Hatchery Coho forecast, is for 1,607,900 fish. That's nearly the highest on record. Okay, so we've got plenty of coho opportunities. So the way this is set up is public gets a choice to fish the coho the full amount. In this case, they can start June 19th to match up with this if you don't want to have coho only on the front end of that. And the reason I put coho closed here is because prior to this, fishing for coho or not has kind of been an arbitrary decision that I make. And I base it on if abundances are less than 35,000 fish, I usually don't ask for the zone to fish for coho because the numbers are way low. Our mark rate at the beginning of the season is the lowest in Oregon. We're the farthest away from the Columbia River. So our mark rates run somewhere probably between 30 and 40%, whereas when you get north of us, they go up as high as 60%. So I put this in here just to say, just let me know if you really want to fish coho, so you have an option to not fish here. And I get an awful lot of comments from locals about the coho. They don't, yeah, I don't even want to mess with it. And we are generally not a coho port. We are a Chinook port. When you go north of us, it's entirely different. They are coho ports, and they don't catch very many Chinook. So anyway, that gives the public an opportunity to kind of pick out what they want to do. To contrast this is the California Recreational KMZ. And their alternative one is June 28th to July 31st. Two is June 26th to July 31st. And three is July 1 through 31. They're considerably less than us, and that's because of this. So this is the model impact for the Oregon KMZ. And so an impact, the way the model looks at an impact, that's observed landed harvest, an estimate for hooking mortality, an estimate for drop-off mortality in the commercial fleet, and an estimate for natural mortality that's going to occur throughout the season. So an impact is actually a little bit more than one fish a day. So this year, they changed the model. The model is based on a base period of year. And so that base period just keeps moving out. So I don't remember what the one we were using, but I think it went back to like 2001 to 2019. It has overpredicted 3 years in a row, meaning it predicted more fish in the ocean than there actually were, which means we caught more fish than we should have. Not because we screwed up, but because we followed what they told us. We were successful, there just weren't as many fish. So they readjusted the model and moved the base period to, from 2010 to 2020. It was 10 years worth of data. What that means is that, so our modeled impact for May are 0.35 fish per day. In June, it's 4.7 fish per day. In July, it's 1.5, and in August, it's 4.63. This just about knocked me out of my chair, because normally, I plan, when we have climate impact, I plan for May and June to be free. The impact rate in June was below a fish last time. It's now the most expensive period of the year. So that had a significant impact on what we did. So the forecast for Chinook for the Sacramento fall fish is 271,000. That's roughly half of what we had in 2020. Klamath Falls is 181,500. That's similar to last year, but there are more four-year-olds forecast in the ocean than three-year-olds. Last year it was a reverse of that. So the significance of this to me, and why I set this one this way, is for every day that we sit on the beach in June watching the wind blow and we can't fish, that's costing us a day in August. Costing us 4.7 fish a day. And my gut tells me, as I remember, that most of the windy days, there are more windy days in this period than there are. So what we tried to do is look at trying to stack as much Chinook effort in months and days when it looks like we would have a better opportunity to fish. So that's that. Okay. So
is August the latest you can go on the season?
Well, the end of August is. Well, let me rephrase that. We can fish as late as we want, basically. But when you get to the end of August and you go to September, then you get into that credit card fishery. And once you get into credit card fishery, then that's not modeled at all here, but that comes right off the top next year. So if we caught, I'm trying to remember on years when we've had that Klamath Salmon Derby, I'm thinking our credit card was around 375 fish, 380 fish. So when you come back and apply that with these impact rates, that could cost you, well, better than half of July, or June, I mean, and maybe all of it, right off the top. That's just not even available, because those fish come out by catch area right off the top. So it reduces your piece of the pie, basically. So when we look at those credit card fisheries very carefully. Well, the PFMC, so when this, at the end of the year, the council does a review of the year's fishery. And that comes out in, usually right about the last week of February. So what it looks like is, here's what the seasons were, here's what the forecast was, here's what the catch action was, here's where it occurred and when it occurred. And then it will show you the credit card. Carry forward into this year.
I'd sure like to see the recreational season be a bummer for you people to come out here.
Well, I can tell you that
it's good for the port.
The standard that I grew up with was Jim Walter, and what I believe is the standard for us is Memorial Day to Labor Day. That's a full season. And we'll usually throw some days in May on even though they're pretty much blue sky. What I did is I sat down and I went back and looked at Chinook landing records for, I don't know, I think we went back around 2008 forward. And looking at those, at that data, it looks like about the earliest we ever had a Chinook landed in the recreational fishery was May 15th. So that's what we kind of set now as our date. Now, the new date is May 16th. If I want to fish prior to May 16th, I have to note that in this year's regulations, and that has to do with the process of taking the sound season from the council, putting it into the Federal Register, and getting it published, which is when it actually becomes a federal action. And NOAA has told us that they have to move that process up a week. So the we used to go to May 1st was the date. That's now moved to May 16th. So that's how much time it takes to get the thing published and finished. And once it's published in the Federal Register, it becomes a fact.
Okay, so as far as the port's involvement with this is a different entity going in, deciding how much fish, when you can fish?
No. The port's involvement is this, and this is I give you this information, and you can either give me feedback right now, or you can, as individuals, participate in the public hearing, which is March 24th at 7 o'clock on the phone. And that's the official, they have one of these in the three states, and that is the council, representatives of the council, Coast Guard, and a bunch of other people sit down. They lay this out, and then they take public testimony. That public testimony is then taken and collated, and it's provided to the council. So when they sit down in April, they will have a package from each state that says, okay, we had a meeting, we had, let's say 50 people attend, and of that, 20 were identified as recreational, the rest identified as troll, and here's the comments. What happens is when we go to do that final season, in this particular circumstance, we can have season that starts no earlier than May 29th and can run no later than August 19th. So basically, those are whatever your furthest dates out on are either end, that's what determines where you can work. The reason for that is this because that's the public in the notice date and the model date. Now, if you get a groundswell, a public opinion, if 50 people showed up and said, no, we absolutely don't agree with any of this, we want to fish May 15th through however many days we can go. Well, then the council will take that into consideration. They can say, all right, we're going to move your date up to May 15th.
Signatures are not.
There's two ways, there's two effective ways you can deal with it. You can get on
online,
pcouncil.org will get you PFMC. Okay, that's their website. As soon as that comes up, you will see on the right-hand side, future meeting, and it will have the April meeting. And there, if you look on there, there's a thing that says public portal. So you hit that, and they'll ask you some information, like your email address. And then you're going to comment on the salmon piece, which is agenda item E1 right now. So you can comment that way, or you can get on the phone or on the computer and do the March 24th and provide your input that way.
For the sake of everyone, I'm going to talk to you one on one on this one.
Okay. Move on. All right. Well, that's it. So, I try and not confuse people, but I'm not always very good at it. Because trust me, this is, again, this is all paper fish. So, paper fish and real fish are not necessarily always the same thing. Okay, commissioner's comments.
Have it.
Don't have it.
Port's looking good.
Dan, do you have any?
No.
Sharon?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, so I spent a lot of time at the port the last 2 days. But anyway, I went over to view the fuel dock. I can't believe how it really looks good. It really does. The ramp was totally different than what I really thought it was going to be in the drawings that we had. And it's really worth going and taking a look. And it looks really neat to have the new pumps down there. It really dressed it up a lot from the old one that they had. And I guess they're almost through. the man said they're going to walk it out. He was down there. He said he's going to walk that crane out of there in the next few days. So that'd be great. And otherwise, everything's good. I visited a lot of tenants and, you know, stopped in, said hi, and let them know we exist. And they, they're always really happy to see us and glad to, you know, see that we're interested in what they're doing. And that's just about it for me. Thank you. Fort looks great.
Okay, I have no problem. I know.
Don't.
Hard to believe. Okay. With that, our next regular meeting is Tuesday, April 20th, 2021 at 6 p.m., hopefully in this room. Okay? And with that, we are adjourned.